Judging by some recent Anchorage incidents, racism is a problem in the city. Some young people videotaped themselves harassing an Alaska Native man. Radio show hosts shared vulgar, tasteless jokes about Alaska Natives, and a Samoan couple was not allowed into a local restaurant. An anti-racism activist and author and a local Alaska Native leader were guests on Anchorage radio station KMBA today. Reporter Jacqueline Estes has more.
A 2001 study by the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage showed blacks, Hispanics, and Asians complained of subtle discrimination, such as bad service in restaurants and shops, belittling comments, and people who acted afraid, suspicious, or disrespectful. Speaker, author, and teacher Tim Weiss says those are symptoms of a false belief system.
As an ideology, it's the belief that certain groups of people defined as separate races are superior or inferior to other groups of people defined as races, that they have certain traits or characteristics or abilities which make them fundamentally better or worse than others.
That ideology, says Weiss, has consequences far beyond poor restaurant service. Governmental reports show significant disparities between whites and people of color, including shorter life expectancy.
Racism is about white supremacy, white domination, and the subordination of peoples of color. Sometimes it's very overt, sometimes it's more subtle. But the way that it plays out in a place like Alaska, it's still about, you know, land distribution inequities. It's still about health disparities. It's still about educational disparities. It's still about criminal justice system disparities. It's about the way that certain folks of color, defined as something other than white in this culture, continue to find themselves, and not by accident, at the bottom of the economic, social, and political base.
Weiss says another aspect to racism is that people of color monitor attitudes toward them, as the changing views of whites can have serious consequences. However, he says whites don't worry, for instance, that the Unabomber's 20 years of mail bombings and the hundreds of bombings of parenting clinics by whites will lead to racial profiling of them. But he says the 9/11 destruction by 19 men has led to stereotyping of more than a billion people of the Islamic faith around the world. Weiss finds the uproar over a community center near the Twin Tower site ironic.
And I think what's fascinating is how we ignore a parallel situation. Just about every square foot of land in what we now call the United States was ground zero for someone who was Native. But we don't say we're not going to build churches on that land because Christian churches were used to rationalize the slaughter and the conquest of indigenous peoples. And if I were to say that we ought to do that, folks would say, well, now that's crazy.
Liz Medicine Crow is the Policy Center Director at the First Alaskans Institute. She says people also often don't understand one very important fact about the relationship of Alaska Natives and Native Americans with the United States government.
Our primary relationship is a political one and has nothing to do with race. And it gets its foundation in our sovereignty that predated the Constitution and is reflected in the U.S. Constitution.
In addition to educating people about Alaska Native history and cultures and promoting coverage of positive actions and individuals, Medicine Crow says Alaska Natives now have to discuss and decide their next steps.
What are we prepared to do about it? And how do we take our healing conversations about race and racism in Alaska and turn it into something that actually starts to change and shape policy so that we do affect the institutions and help to make institutional racism unstable here in Alaska?
Tuesday, Tim Weiss will be a guest on the Alaska Public Radio Network's Talk of Alaska at 10 in the morning, and he will speak at the UAA Wendy Williamson Auditorium at 7:30 that evening. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.